You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. 54 degrees in Salt Lake City, KSL's top story. A school nickname some call traditional, others call it straight up offensive. The Iron County School Board has voted to let the public decide whether Cedar High School should reclaim the name they gave up half a decade ago.
Cedar High School has had the Reds mascot name for 5 years after the school board changed it from Redmond. Now the board is considering changing it back to Redmond. Cheryl Stratton, a CHS graduate, has concerns with the name Reds as defined by the dictionary.
One, a Native American slur. Two, a downer. Three, communism. And we want our kids to be able to define it like that.
But a five-tribe council is adamantly opposed to going back to the Redmond, saying it's a proposal by people who aren't approved to advocate for the council. The board will look into the issue further and hopes to have the public vote later this year. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
A press conference in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho last night took a turn when hecklers began shouting at Idaho officials. The officials were holding the news conference to address the recent racial hate crimes against the U of U's women's basketball team.
This is a press conference?
It's press with the media, not with the general public.
I'm in the media.
Well, who are you with? Who are you with?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. You're out of order.
That voice you hear say, who you with, it doesn't matter. That's far-right personality Dave Riley, who was part of a group that came up with the idea to march through downtown Charlottesville with tiki torches. You saw what happened in Baltimore and probably realized that could never happen here. But Utah does have 138 bridges that need repair.
UDOT oversees all 3,053 bridges across the state. The American Road and Transportation Builders Association lists 75 of those as structurally deficient. To us, that may sound sketchy, but Mitch Shaw with UDOT said it's part of their system to stay ahead of needed repairs, retrofits, or rebuilds.
The bridges that people are driving on are completely safe. If a bridge was at all unsafe, we wouldn't have it open, and we would take immediate action to either replace it or fix it.
Shaw said Utah is one of the most robust programs for bridge inspection, and we're nationally recognized for how prepared our bridges are for types of constant traffic we see and in the event of accidents and impact. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The collapse of the bridge in Baltimore is expected to create a ripple effect in the supply chain. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the Key Bridge and the Port of Baltimore are critical to the nation's infrastructure and supply chain.
About 8,000 jobs we think are directly implicated, and over $100 million of cargo moves in and out of that port a day.
The American Trucking Association estimates that 4,900 trucks per day carrying an average of $28 billion worth of goods each year will now have to be rerouted, and that will ultimately cost consumers more for goods. Investigators today collecting evidence from that cargo ship. A series of Israeli airstrikes across southern Lebanon have killed at least 16 people, including paramedics. It's one of the deadliest days of fighting in the Israel-Lebanon border since the war in Gaza broke out nearly 6 months ago. A barrage of rockets also killed one Israeli. It was claimed by the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. Meantime, a U.S. meeting with an Israeli delegation to discuss a ceasefire is back on. Israel canceled this week's meeting to protest a decision by the U.S. to abstain from a U.N. Security Council vote on calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller wouldn't specify the details about the rescheduled meeting, but said that the U.S. wants to propose alternate plans for Israeli forces to root out Hamas in Rafah.
We don't want to see this war go on a day longer than necessary. We don't want to see any more Palestinian civilians die.
He says the U.S. also wants to get the hostages released as soon as possible. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Utah has been issuing fewer building permits over the past year, which means we'll see fewer new homes going up. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has the details.
A new report by real estate online search company Point Two shows Utah issued 20% less building permits last year than we did in 2022, and that decline happened from Logan to the Wasatch Front all the way to St. George. Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute senior research fellow Dayon Eskich tells me a big reason why is interest rates. He says builders have to jack the prices to make a profit, and since the majority of people can't pay them, they're building less.
Eskich says even if interest rates drop, it could take a couple of years for for the situation to improve. More than 100,000 Subarus are being recalled because of a potential airbag issue.
Subaru is recalling more than 118,000 vehicles because sensor problems may prevent front passenger airbags from deploying in a crash. The issue affects Legacy and Outback models from the 2020 through 2022 model years. Owners will be notified by mail in May. Dealers will replace the sensor free of charge.
Has every car built in America ever been recalled for airbags at this point? That was ABC's Brian Clark, and this is Ricky Meese, KSL News Time. 3:35, what's going on the roads?
We have some surface street crashes, one at 1300 South and 3rd West, the other 1300 East near 2600 South, and that one's definitely causing some delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My minute is on the way next. Stay right here.